Philadelphia could extend its controversial contract with a company that burns the city's trash in nearby Chester for one more year. Meanwhile, activists and city council members are pushing the city to send all of Philadelphia's trash to landfills instead. WHYY Sophia Schmidt explains.
Roughly 40% of the city's trash goes to incinerators under the city's current contracts. Environmental and health advocates argue that burning trash pollutes the air and harms the health of people in Chester. City Council member Jamie Gauthier has been pushing the city to abandon waste incineration over these environmental justice concerns.
The time is fast approaching for us to make a decision that is the right decision for both Philadelphia and Chester.
But Philadelphia Clean and Green Director Carlton Williams told city council members during a budget hearing Tuesday that the city may need more time to evaluate the environmental impacts of burning trash compared to landfilling it. City officials have warned that landfilling all of the city's trash could raise costs for taxpayers. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Philadelphia tourism leaders are helping to build interest in the city's busy summer ahead. They gathered at the National Constitution Center Tuesday. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
One America, a United Nation. Let's show the world who we are.
Mayor Sherrill Parker was leading the cheers for the tourism industry, saying this summer will be key to the city's future economy.
When our visitors experience and feel Philadelphia, we want them to go back home saying, I felt at home.
Near Frohenglass, Chief Marketing Officer of Visit Philadelphia says the hometown feeling is what brings people back to the city.
Over 80% of people that visit Philadelphia return for a second time. That's over 30% more than the national average.
Officials say they're working hard to give a good first impression to bring people back again and again, especially international tourists. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Our news partner 6ABC reports a young woman was killed and two other people were wounded after gunfire erupted Tuesday night in West Philadelphia near 60th and Market Streets. Philadelphia Police Chief Inspector Scott Small said surveillance video shows three people getting out of a dark-colored SUV and opening fire. Police are investigating. Meanwhile, a 13-year-old boy was killed and another teen was injured Tuesday night after an altercation led to a shooting in West Oak Lane on the 7100 block of North 19th Street. Philadelphia investigators say the teens were playing basketball on a makeshift court behind several homes. No arrests have been announced in that case. Checking the forecast, fair skies today, a high of 53 in Philadelphia, and we're working on it. It's sunny and 35 on Independence Mall. Clear tonight, we dip down to 32. We're up to 60 tomorrow with a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny skies. Again, right now in Philly, it's 35 degrees.